Good day to you. I'm Dee Minor, joined by our news director, Ben Trafney, for regional updates.
How's it going, Damien?
It's going good.
Good. Well, I've got to tell you, a Northern California wildfire is threatening thousands of homes after winds whipped it into a monster that incinerated houses in a small mountain community and killed at least three people. The North Complex Fire on the foothills of the northern Sierra Nevada east of Chico exploded to six times its previous size between Tuesday and Wednesday due to gusting winds. The winds have subsided, but only after flames critically burned several people and damaged or destroyed at least 2,000 homes and other buildings. It's burned about 250,000 acres so far and is threatening the city of Oroville. A separate fire burning in the Mendocino National Forest and known as the August Complex has now become the largest on record in California history. Fire experts say California is experiencing more extreme fire behavior driven by drought and warming temperatures that can spread flames far more rapidly. That leaves less time for warnings or evacuations. Explosive fires that consume tens of thousands of acres were rarer 30 years ago. So were fires from superheated fuels that can create thunderstorms and spin off fire nadoes. Have you heard of those, Damien?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Equally troubling are the hot, dry winds that are happening before the historical peak of the California's wildfire season. Measurements of how quickly that air sucks moisture out of fuels are the highest in at least four decades across major parts of the West, which is why we're seeing fires throughout California, Oregon, and Washington, Damien. Even though a federal judge ordered the U.S. Census Bureau to halt winding down the 2020 census for the time being, supervisors in at least one California office have been instructed to make plans to lay off census takers. In an email obtained by the Associated Press, a field manager instructs supervisors to rate the census takers working under them with the letters A, B, and C. Those who get a C rating will be the first terminated during the next round of layoffs. That email was sent out yesterday, just days after a judge ordered the Census Bureau to stop winding down operations until at least next week. The once-a-decade headcount of every U.S. resident helps determine how $1.5 trillion in federal funding is distributed and how many congressional seats each state gets. If you have not filled out your census yet, go ahead and do it. And San Francisco-based Twitter says it will label or remove misleading claims that try to undermine public confidence in elections. This includes attempts at undermining people's faith in the process itself, such as false claims about election rigging or ballot tampering or about the outcome of the election. The policy goes into effect next week. It applies globally, not just to the U.S., where elections will be held on November 3rd, as we know, Damien. It's less than 8 weeks away. Many people are expected to vote by mail, which is likely to delay election results. Keep that in mind. And Twitter says its policy of labeling, rather than removing violating tweets from world leaders, such as President Donald Trump, will still apply.